So, today only question, answer. Come down. No?
Yeah. How to deal with the choices in daily life? How to recognize them and just teach them? Like maybe a lot of sati.
Yeah, it takes quite some sati, yeah. But it also takes a lot of experience. I mean, when you learn meditation right now, yeah, when you sit down and say, I want to stay with the Buddha, or I want to stay with the breath, then whatever else is coming from the kilesas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there we get a feeling, you know, how powerful the kilesas are. Yeah. But at home, yeah, when you're at home and you know what you need to do, yeah? For instance, you need to go, you know, to your work, yeah? Then whatever comes along the way, yeah, is coming in from the kilesas. Yeah? Actually, you know, all what you need to do is walking, yeah? Yeah? And you could be with your sati, with the Buddha, with the breath or something like that, or investigation. So whatever comes in, yeah, is brought in by the kilesas. Oh, I need to do this, or I need to do that. No, you need to walk. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, if you sit on the computer, there's no sati. Yeah. I mean, it's impossible. Yeah. And too many things, yeah, it's too fast. Yeah. And or with your smartphone. you can forget it. You know, I mean, to catch, you know, where the mind is going at that time, it is extremely difficult. But you can see a little bit, you know, I mean, you see some ads, you know, and you want to click it or you read it, you know, you see, hey, I didn't want to read this ad, yeah. But it's the same thing when you go to the city, you know, and look here and look there and look up and look down, you know, and ask yourself, what are the people doing or what is the sign saying? Why am I looking there? So, I mean, you do see them. If you have a little bit of sati. And then you will surprise how fast the mind goes out, yeah? Especially when you're in a village, bigger village, you know, or if you're in the city, yeah? I mean, there are so many distractions, yeah? But we don't notice it because, I mean, all our life, you know, we walk through, you know, we look left, we look right, we look up, you know, we look behind people, yeah? Oh, that's a nice woman walking there. Huh? What's the purpose of it? You know, I mean, sometimes ask yourself, why am I doing this? You know, what is the purpose of it? You know, what do I get from it? Nothing, yeah? Except, you know, heating myself up. But normally, you know, when you go back home, well, what I suggest is the first thing in the morning, what you do is, you know, half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour of meditation, you get up and the first thing you do is meditation. Yeah? After that, yeah, then you sit down and think, what am I going to do? And then you do one thing at a time. Yeah? So when you wash yourself, then you wash yourself, you know, I mean, just, you know, throw water, knowing that you throw water in your face, huh? Or knowing that you brush your teeth. And not being with what you're going to do next, yeah? Because that is not necessary, yeah? When you finish with your toilet, you know, I mean, then just think about, okay, what is next, yeah? But most probably you will already know, yeah? So why to think about it while you're doing what you have to do all day long, yeah? This is confusing in that this is brought in by the kilesas, yeah? So have a very simple life, yeah. If you can manage it, yeah. And then prepare your breakfast. You know, when you prepare the coffee, just prepare the coffee, yeah. You know, when you prepare your Brötchen or whatever it is, yeah. how do you call them in Slovakia? This little round bread. You do have them?
Rohlík.
Huh? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Then do it, you know, be aware of what you're doing and don't try to think while you're doing something. Okay? Because whatever is coming in your mind, you know, it's coming from the kilesas. Yeah? They're used to it. Yes, we can do 10 things at a time, you know. We can drive, you know, while we can talk, you know, to our partner, or listen to the radio and driving and maybe have a phone call, yeah. I mean, it's too much. No. This computer that we have, you know, is a very serial machine. Can only do one thing at a time. But because it is so fast, just like our computers nowadays, you know, I mean, it's multitasking, yeah. But that means, you know, I mean, it does a task, one little bit of a task, then it does, you know, it switches to another task, yeah, switches to another task. And for us, you know, we think we can do it parallel, but it is impossible. And that is also the beauty of the mind, yeah, because if it is, you know, if it is serial, yeah, I mean, if one instruction after the other instruction comes, then we can catch it, yeah. Then we see how it builds up, you know, certain expectations or certain certain things to do, you know, we see, or emotions, you know, we can see it because it is serial, yeah. I mean, one thing after the other, yeah. Just like walking meditation, one foot after the other, and that's how the mind works. Yeah? But we have to be fast because it's a fast computer, yeah. And that's where we need sati, yeah, a lot of sati. And when you finish your work, do the same thing, yeah? I mean, you sit down, you know, and let everything up, yeah? You're not interested about what happened during the day, yeah? Don't think about what you should have done or what you shouldn't have done and so on. Just get the mind completely clear. And after getting it completely clear, then we do the reflection. What happened, you know, from the moment we woke up? What did we do? What did we think, you know? What did we do? What did we think then? What did we do? You know, what came up in the mind to see how the kilesas produce certain things that are not there. Yeah? And that is called the daily reflection. You can train it here, and it is already difficult, even though we don't have anything to do. But it is so helpful. Yeah? And it is the first source to developing wisdom. Knowing what one is doing, why one is doing, and what kind of results one has. Huh? Because normally we never ask ourselves, what result is this what I'm doing have? No. Huh? Or why am I doing it? Huh? But if you follow, you know, if you follow during the day and see it, yeah, okay, I was angry, that's why I was going and getting some chocolate, yeah, to eat, yeah. Oh, you know, I was good. I was so happy, you know, and that's why I did this, yeah. Or there was, you know, there was some restlessness, you know, and that's why I got up and do something. Yeah? It's very interesting, you know, to understand the mind, but we do have to train that, and that is not something that we are trained in school or trained, you know, at home. Yeah? This is something, you know, that actually, you know, brings us back in. To a human-like state, yeah? Knowing what one is doing, why one is doing, and what results of one's action has, or one's speech has. Yeah? That's the definition of a homo sapiens, yeah? And then when we look at our life, you know, how often have we been a homo sapiens, yeah? Not very often, huh? Windy. We just go ahead and do things, you know, because it comes in the mind, oh yes, let's go do it, yeah? We don't know why. Yeah? We really don't know, you know, what, you know, some blurry, yeah, if I do this, you know, I will be happier, or something like that comes up in the mind, and then we go ahead and do it. But we never check, you know. We are much better when we live in the world and we go to the supermarket, yeah, most of us at least, yeah. When we buy something, a product, then we look at it, we don't know it, you know, we look at it, and then we test it out at home, and we see it's completely useless. The next time we don't buy it. But with our action, with our speech, we never look at that, yeah. We just do it, go ahead, yeah, because the mind says, or because I say, or because I think, yeah. We just go ahead and do it, but we never check, yeah, the value of it. Is it a positive value? Yeah, then it's fine, you know, then let's go do it again. You know, if it's a negative, you know, then try to stop it or see what is behind. Why am I always falling in this trap? Yeah? This is starting the investigation to develop some wisdom. Yeah? Okay? So, any other questions? You just go ahead, yeah. I mean, they're just they're either so good at their practice that they don't need to ask, or they haven't started practicing it. Huh? Yeah.
I've been doing these daily reflections since I was here last time, and it's really difficult because many thoughts come in, just pulls me away from the what happened, and. A lot of times, what I do is just kind of, I did this wrong, I shouldn't do it, and...
No, not...
I know how to do it, but it's really hard to...
Yes.
Just to see, like, film my day, so...
Yeah. Really, I mean, there we can actually see how judgmental we are, yeah? Before, the moment something is judged as being good or bad, you know, we don't investigate it anymore, yeah? We just say, oh, that was bad. But what actually happened, we don't know. Right? And this, we really have to defy this, you know, this tendency to judge something. Just see it, look at it, yeah. And the more often we look at it, you know, the more we get, you know, I mean, the nuances, the different nuances of it, and the more we understand what is really going on. But if you put a label on it, if you judge it, you know, I mean, then it's finished, yeah. If I see a friend, you know, and say I like him, you know, then it's finished, you know, I don't investigate him anymore.
Actually, it makes me really calm when I finish the daily reflections. Yeah. I get a calm state afterwards.
Yeah, that is good, you know, because it we need a lot of concentration to do it, actually, yeah. And then, you know, after that we can decide whatever we want to do. Yeah. So, I mean, also for Kilip, you know, I mean, start doing it, you know. I mean, it is very useful. Yeah. Windy, is it difficult?
It is, Ajahn. And actually, the more I do it, the more details I can recall, but sometimes the details is switched.
Doesn't matter. Just, you know, I mean, what... This training, it is very difficult training, yeah? I mean, you know, if the detail is switched, then say, okay, there's something wrong, and then go to the next, yeah? Don't worry too much. If you can't remember, just skip, yeah? Don't think too much, because that produces a lot of thought, yeah? I mean, if you can't remember, okay, say, I can't remember, okay, what was in the next thing? Yeah? And then look at the next thing, yeah? And then certain things, yeah, I mean, sometimes for me, when I started, you know, 3 or 4 hours, I didn't even know what I was doing, yeah? So, and then I just went to the thing that I knew, okay, and then I knew, okay, and then I knew, and then just looked at it, yeah? Doesn't matter if it is switched or not, you know, I mean, just afterwards tell yourself, okay, tomorrow I will be this situation, you know, I will be more, you know, I will try to be more aware of what is going on. Yeah? Yeah? This is something that is the only thing that we should tell ourselves in the evening. When we didn't get something right, okay, let's have more sati, you know, tomorrow this will happen, you know, let's have more sati in the situation to see really what is going on. Preparing oneself, yeah? And in the morning after our meditation, we can recall that and say, okay, this situation is coming, let me see what is actually happening, yeah? And as it takes time, yeah? I mean, it can take half a year, you know? Every day, you know, reminding yourself, and then in the evening, was I? No, I forgot. Was I? Oh, I forgot. Was I? I forgot, yeah? Okay, let's do it. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of time. Né? And the kilesas, of course, don't like it. Yeah, I mean, nobody, you know, a thief doesn't like if somebody is looking on his fingers what he's doing. Yeah, and the kilesas are thieves. Yeah, so we have to really try to look. You know, how is he working? Yeah, what is he doing? What is he up to? Yeah. Okay. So, any other questions? Okay.
In daily life, when I wake up early in the morning, it's sometimes really hard to work on the sleepiness. It's so strong.
Then just throw some water, and for that, yeah, just throw some water in your face, and it gives a little shock, you know, I mean, Or at home, you know, do some chokro. Yeah? I mean, do walking meditation. Yeah? Not just sit down and then you sleep off in sleeping, yeah? In sitting, yeah. That's not the idea. Yeah?
I tried, but it was too cold during the winter, so I was
Yeah, I mean, if you go out in the cold, you know, and just do, you know, 5-10 minutes, you know, walking meditation, I mean, you're fit. But here mostly, you know, I mean, I thought this year it was getting really cold, but it didn't. Just 14, what was it? 14 degrees, yeah. Sometimes most of the years, you know, it went down to 8 degrees, yeah. But I haven't seen that for years now. And 8 degrees, that's cold, yeah. Then at night you can't sleep, and then that's where you can practice, yeah. Because the moment you lie out, it's cold, you know. And then only when you sit, you know, I mean, have a blanket around you, you know, then you can stay through the whole night, you know, sitting, yeah. And you don't want to change because it's cold. So, anything else? Yeah?
Yes, Ajahn. In one of the morning during no time, there's a lot of sounds, and I catch like the unpleasant feeling from the sound. So I told myself that in the sound there's only the sound, and then suddenly went quiet, and the hearing is just like separating, and something like bright spot just fall down freely and floating into a vast space. I'm not sure what to make of it. It's like suddenly so.
Explain it a little bit more in detail. So there is some sound that you don't like.
Yes. So I start telling myself, like, the sound, there's only the sound. And then I start to calm down instead of getting restless. And then I start hearing, like, okay, Ajahn's voice, and then the lay people's voice, and then the prompter's voice. And then suddenly it seems like I can separate the hearing, and then a bright spot just fall down and inside my heart,
yeah,
and it's like floating in a very fast space, and I know the thickness of my body is not that fast, and it was just completely serene and so calm.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it?
So, like, can it just happen just like that?
Of course, it can happen any moment. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we can get there. Sometimes, you know, when people are really fed up with thinking, yeah. I mean, they can fall, yeah. I mean, they are completely fed up with doing anything and thinking, you know. I mean, they can instantly fall into very deep samadhi. Yeah? So when you're fed up, first of all, you hear these voices and you get agitated. Then you tell yourself, you know, I mean, it's just voice, you know, it's just siyang, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just tones, yeah. And then you concentrate on the tones, you know, and not being averted towards it, yeah. Then you can get very easily concentrated, yeah? And then, you know, this bright spot appears, you know, and if it falls in the heart, you know, I mean, then you become very serene, yeah? Because, I mean, you're really disconnected from the outside, yeah?
Yeah.
That's fine, yeah, I mean, that's perfect, yeah? Do it more often, yeah?
Then I have more craving expectations.
Yeah, that is the biggest problem, the craving for the experience that we had yesterday, yeah? I mean, this is something that you really have to counteract, yeah? The moment you see it coming up, say, the only craving I have is to be with the Buddha or to be with the breath. Am I with the breath? No. I'm with the craving, yeah? Yeah? So let's go back to the breath, yeah? And then you see the craving starting up again and say, okay, I just want to be with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? And this is something you have to train, not only for one day, you know, for 10 days, or you have to train for weeks and months and maybe years, you know, until this expectation, you know, really gets, yeah, doesn't bother you anymore.
It's just because it seems like the citta is different from what I knew so far. Yeah. Like, it's different because it's very concentrated and very bright. Versus,
yeah.
Usually it's just...
I mean, what do I normally say, you know, for some people, when they are really good concentrated, you know, this bright light, you know, comes up, yeah? And it can become so disturbing, yeah. That's why I say, you know, when they see this bright light and becomes more and more, yeah, just like with pain, you know, then they should pull it into their heart, because it's like a flashlight, and then and light out the heart, yeah. But this pulling into the heart, you know, that I cannot tell you how to do it, you have to find it out yourself, yeah. I just know, you know, to pull it in, you know, because it is there, you know, in front of the eyes, you know, and it seems to go away and we want to follow it, you know. And actually, we have to do the opposite thing, you know. I mean, bring it closer, bring it closer. So we concentrate on this bright light and try to bring it into the heart, yeah. But most of the time, you know, it falls by itself, yeah. Yeah.
So for seeing lights and this, should we ignore it and just stay with the breath, or?
If it is not disturbing, yes, then ignore it. And if you stay with the breath, you will see if the light comes, you know, it will intensify. Just like with any kind of feeling that appears during our meditation. We like to go on these pleasant feelings that appear, yeah? And then they disappear. Hmm? But actually, these pleasant feelings that arise during our meditation come through our concentration. So if we would stay on our concentration, these pleasant feelings become more and more intense. Eh? And sometimes they seem to become so intense that we seem not to be able to bear it, but you have to go through it. But if it becomes too distracting, then pull it into the heart. If you still can go on to the Buddha or on the breath, you know, then go back on the breath, yeah. Don't be worried about anything, yeah. Because we try to make out certain things, yeah, now this is a sign, this is a sign, this is a sign. And that is not helpful, yeah.
Sometimes the light and the breath kind of seem to merge together.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, whatever, just, we are there to observe what is actually happening, yeah? And when we exactly know, I mean, when it happens all the time, always the same way, yeah? And you still don't understand it, then you can ask, yeah? But yes, it can happen, you know, that the bright light, you know, and the breath merges, or the Buddha and the bright light merges, yeah? That depends. For every person, it is different, yeah?
I guess I just wasn't sure about the
one-pointedness, that is still far away, yeah? The one-pointedness, you actually feel, you know, like, you know, I mean, concentration, you know, how it slowly gathers, you know, and it becomes more and more focused on the one point, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. And when you're more and more focused on the breath, I mean, you really... You can't feel it anymore, but you know it. You know it so clearly. And you know it is so subtle, yeah? And then suddenly it stops. And this you know. And at that point you have to jump into the knowingness, yeah? I cannot say, you know, I mean, if you see a lake, you know, I tell you how to jump in, yeah? Just jump in, yeah? And it's the same with the knowingness, you know? There's the knowingness and there's the knowing of that the object has stopped, yeah? Or you can't even think one more Buddha because it's so difficult when the mind is really concentrated, you cannot think, yeah? Cannot think one more Buddha. And then we have to... The moment we know that, yeah, not we think that, yeah, that is very different, yeah. We think, oh, the breath is so, yeah, the breath has stopped, you know, because we didn't pay attention to it. That is not the way. Before that, you really know the breath very clearly, you know. It is very subtle, you know, and you know it and know it. And this knowing is much more predominant than the feeling of the breath. You can't feel the breath after a while anymore because it has become really subtle. But you know it, you know, and this knowingness becomes so predominant that you actually think you feel it, but it is not feeling. Yeah. And then suddenly at one moment, you know, I mean, the breath, it goes, you know, I mean, it goes longer and longer and longer, and you know, and suddenly it stops. And then you know it stopped, you know, and then you have to jump into the knowing. And with the Buddha, the same thing, you know, when the Buddha becomes so strong that, I mean, the Buddha becomes so, really so strong, I mean, you feel it, you know, it really concentrates it, yeah? I mean, if you see, you know, if you see this movement, yeah, just jump onto this train, yeah? And then you don't have to do anything, because then you will end up, yeah, into this one-pointedness. But if you don't see this, you know, if you don't feel, you know, that the mind gets concentrated, then you're far off, yes. Yeah?
Yeah, I felt something like that, but then my bottom started to ache, so I didn't know whether to concentrate on the pain or just...
Forget about all these things. Actually, what else is happening, you know, when the mind starts to concentrate? Certain things appear, you know, certain things seem to happen that actually don't happen. Yeah? Like, when the mind is so concentrated, it cannot give you your correct sitting position. I mean, you think your head is on the floor, but the first time you are shocked, you know, and you look up and you sit completely straight. Because it doesn't have time, you know. For all these sitting positions, the mind has, or the chitta has to run around all the body parts, you know, and for in order to know the sitting position. And sometimes it doesn't get it because the mind is too concentrated. And the other thing that is happening, I mean, you lose completely track of the feeling. I mean, the body disappears, yeah. And in the end, you know, the only part of the body that you're aware of is around here, the chitta, yeah? So, I mean, you're not even aware, you know. I mean, even when your legs are in pain, you're not even aware of it anymore. That is when you're really getting concentrated, yeah? I mean, you lose all the sensations of the body, yeah? But before that happens, you know, that we get wrong information about our posture, yeah? And I was so... You know, in the beginning, I was so surprised. I always looked up, you know, and said, "What happened?" Yeah. Until I understood, you know, I mean, the chitta doesn't have time anymore to go. I mean, it takes a lot of time, you know, to go through all these positions, yeah. But because the mind is fast, you know, I can do it very quickly, you know. I mean, otherwise we couldn't walk, yeah. So, I mean, so don't worry about this. I mean, pain investigation only, you know, if it is disturbing your practice, yeah? Don't go with, you know, just a little bit of pain, don't go there, yeah? I mean, it will disappear, you know, most of the time it will disappear, and you know, we just stay with the breath. But if you cannot concentrate on the breath or the Buddha anymore, because the pain is so obnoxious, then we go investigate the pain, yeah? Okay? Okay, so if there's no more question, then go back. It's nice and cool in the night, so I mean, rest during the day and then practice during the night, yeah?
But the body is tired during the night.
No, it's not the body is not tired. The mind is tired. Normally, you know, when you're really a hardcore practitioner, you never sleep when you're tired. You sleep when you're not tired, and when you lie down, the head doesn't even touch a pillow and you're already asleep. Yeah? And you didn't feel tired, yeah? But the body was tired, yeah? When you feel that you're tired, you're not tired, the body is not tired. You feel tired of repeating the Buddha or observing the breath. Yeah? So, and as I said before, you know, I mean, there are tricks, you know, how you can, yeah? Just remember one occasion, you know, where you really got upset, yeah? And then you see you're not tired. This is, when you're still tired, okay, then go to sleep. But when you remember one situation where you really got upset, you know, and this anger comes up again, you know, because, then you get the energy, once you have the energy, then go back to the Buddha, yeah? And then you notice, you know, I mean, you weren't really tired, yeah? You were just tired of repeating the Buddha, observing the breath, yeah? Okay?